Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Executive Director of Crossroads of Pella, Jim Hibman, joins us on today's program to talk about holiday programming's ongoing at Crossroads.
Well, Jim, the holidays are here, and Crossroads of Pella is here to help for many different reasons. And we'll start with many of your gift programs with both Adopt-A-Family and Toys for Tots. And that's where we'll begin, because coming up today, there's a couple of events. And we'll start with Toys for Tots, which we were just walking up and down the halls here at the Pella Community Center. And you're full of toys, but you can always use more.
That's right. Well, the good word for the season is bustling. We are bustling, so that's good. We're going to have parents of 162 children shop. So that's pretty good. And they come in, they pick a couple toys up, and they got some other toys to pick up. And our goal really is to kind of get rid of everything. And so the Marine Corps out of Des Moines gives us some toys, as well as other people have given us toys over the years. And then all that combined creates the toys that we have to give away tonight.
So Toys for Tots, of course, you can always use more donations with that. But also wrapping up this week are signups for the Adopt-A-Family program and then the All Wrapped Up program in Knoxville, which you guys are kind of both handling coordination for both of those events. So families in Marion County who need some toys can come to Crossroads and have an opportunity to get gifts, but also families who are willing to give.
Right. So in Pella School District area, we have the Adopt-A-Family program, and right now we have 114 signed up. And we seek to match those with people who want to help people with Christmas. And so that program, time to sign up, is ending at the end of the week. And then hopefully people who are going to help will have their gifts in by December 16 so that everything could be swapped out by Christmas. So that's our goal. All Wrapped Up has 138 families out of the Knoxville area. And again, December 9th is their last day. And to sign up for it. And Amy Zook is coordinating that program, and she would like people who want to participate or need to sign up by December 19, and they can call Crossroads as well, 628-1212.
So all sorts of help and assistance programs that are going on during the holidays, but this is also the season of giving warmth. And as I was also walking up here to the third floor of the Pella Community Center, coats for all sizes are available, and you'll be taking coats of all sizes that are gently worn or new. Let our listeners know about the annual coat drive here at Crossroads.
So we've done this last couple of years, and you know, we've given out about 300 and some coats every year. So that's pretty substantial. So what we do is we have this drive, this coat drive through December, and people are inclined, if they're inclined to share a coat or to give a coat away, we like that to happen by December, and then people can come up through January to pick out coats. So right now that's going on. People are coming up. They're bringing coats in. People are coming up to collect coats, and this match is being made, and so that's working out well. So if you have a coat to give, give it before the end of December, and people who need a coat can come anytime the building's open and select a coat through January.
Especially if people maybe get coats or, you know, hats and gloves for winter gifts for Christmas, that could be an opportunity that you can give extra gifts of those, maybe if you doubled up on those as well. You're looking, as always, to help people all throughout the winter.
Absolutely. And, of course, we have lots of women primarily who knit hats and scarves and gloves, and they come up and they give us those, and we give those away as well. So we try and do what we can to make the cold weather a little easier for people.
And to kind of circle back, while you will have your Toys for Tots event again tonight, and you will also have the signups for the Adopt-A-Family through the end of the week, you're going to still accept donations. And if people need help, they can certainly contact Crossroads between now and Christmas if they need any sort of assistance with their Christmas holiday gift giving or receiving.
Right. And if anybody has an idea about how to do that, that'd be great, too, because we're just willing to help people in whatever is need is there. The other thing I want to say is we're in the middle of our fund drive, so don't forget Crossroads as a general budget if you have money to give away to a nonprofit this year as well.
A lot of nonprofits right now are making that pitch because it's the season of giving. Why is Crossroads so important to what we have here in the community and the people that you help that many of us often will see in our walks of life but don't know even need that help to begin with?
Well, I think Crossroads is a pretty low bureaucratic organization. So we can make changes, we can go in directions, we can find out what the need is and help. And I think that's a pretty valuable thing. The people of Pella have been fabulously generous towards Crossroads over the last 30-some years. And so obviously to keep this ability going, where if you see somebody who needs help, you can always say, well, go to Crossroads. They'll get you started. Or go to Crossroads. They'll see what they can do to help you. Whether it's counseling, whether it's divorce, whether it's family problems, whether it's financial issues, or whatever the issue may be, Crossroads is here to help them get started finding a solution to the problem.
628-1212, or right here on the third floor of the community center, right, Jim?
Absolutely.
Once again, that was Executive Director of Crossroads Appella, Jim Hibma, talking about holiday programs. That concludes today's Wrench Gap Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.